Have you ever seen them do that?
Yeah, I've seen them break them apart.
Yeah, and they might pull them apart. Do you have a name for that?
Well, I said they just take the big part from the little one when you got chilling, you know, you can make one piece go to two, you know.
Okay. Sometimes when you've grown hay and clover and you've cut it the first time and it grows back the second time, what do you call that?
Well, it's a key.
Well, clover?
Clover.
Uh-huh. If you grow it and if it grows up and you cut it once and then it grows up the second time, well, what do you call that?
You can cut it again, you see. If you cut it early enough, plant it early enough, you can get two crops off of one, you know.
Okay.
His clover, you know, his have beans on it.
People
gather for that for seed, you know, to feed the cows and hogs through the winter season.
Yeah. Okay. When you make some bread out of cornmeal, what do you call that?
Well, that is called a cornbread.
Okay. And what other things can you make from cornmeal?
You can take a cornmeal and put it up in the let it sour if you ain't got milk. Put water on it and then you can strain it and make biscuit with it, or you make a cornbread.
Okay.
Put an egg and butter and salt in there, you know, and grease it.
Have you ever fried any cornbread or cornmeal?
Patty cakes.
Okay, and what about if you boil it with greens?
Boil with the dumpling.
Dumpling, okay. And have you ever cooked cornbread in the ashes of a fire?
Ash cakes,
okay. And sometimes you might have a real soft cornbread and you might serve it in a bowl with a spoon. What do you call that?
That's mush.
Okay.
See, you put your water in a little skillet, you know, deep one, like you want to tell you about a while ago what you fried in.
Uh-huh.
Where you can put your water in there and let that water start boiling and put your little salt in there and get your meal ready, sift it, and then you put it in there and stir it until it be mushy, you know, it be stiff. And you can take it up in and get you some buttermilk.
That sounds good.
I'm getting hungry.
What do you call bread that's made out of white flour and you find it in a loaf? What do you call
that? Just some of them call it just a loaf bread.
Okay.
And you can take flour bread, mix your dough, and you can take a glass and roll your dough kind of thick, no, not right thin, and take it and twist it around. Just put down in the flour and get some flour, and then you'll cut your biscuits.
Okay. There's something that a lot of people consider to be a delicacy. It's pastry-like, and it's flat, and it's round, and it has a hole in the middle. And you sometimes eat these at breakfast, but I like to eat them almost any time. What do you call this?
Cookies?
Well, something like a cookie, but it's thicker, and sometimes it's coated with sugar on the outside.
Ginger snaps, they know they made sort of like that.
Yeah.
And,
these are dropped in fat, you know, like the round dough, and they have a hole in the middle of them, like that.
I've seen them. Donuts.
Donuts, yeah.
That's what
that
is.
In the mornings, a lot of times, you'll have a flat cake that's made with flour, and it's cooked on a skillet, and you eat it with, like, molasses or something like that. What do you call that?
Just warm that loaf bread, and if you cook it in a loaf, see, you can just take your knife and cut out so many squares and spit it. Warm butter on it, you put some butter in, and you can take it and pour your little syrup spatter in and put it back together like you got your sandwich. You know, boy, it's all right.
Yeah.
Get you some glass of sweet milk or either buttermilk.
Well, have you ever, like, made up a batter and poured it on, say, a skillet or flipped it over? What do you call that?
Well, that's a thing to make a waffle iron.
Yeah.
Waffle iron.
Okay. What do you call the meat from the side of a hog that's salted but it isn't smoked?
That's the side.
Yeah, that side meat?
Middling, we call it middling meat. You know, you can take the ribs out of it and then you can leave the ribs in it.